Life, they said, is just a dream. Only in death are we truly awake.
And let me say this, these sugar skulls, if it can't get any worse, they actually put the names of their dead loved ones on the forehead of the skull. Okay? And they actually, to say, that's him, that's her, that's the child, that's the person. And what are they doing? They think they're honoring, but it's actually the most dishonoring thing you can do. Ezekiel chapter number 6, verse number 4, the Bible reads here, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken. This is God speaking here. And I will cast down your slain men before your idols, and I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones round about your altars. Verse 6, and all your dwelling places, the city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. He says, I'm going to scatter your bones, just like the Day of the Dead. When you are following the traditions and rituals of a pagan people, and by the way, it is said that the Aztecs were they're the most barbaric out of all of the tribes. I mean, you have to be if you're committing mass genocide in huge numbers. But they're the ones who came up with this stuff. And we think that we've gotten so much better and we know so much more. No, you're following pagans who murdered their own children and sacrificed virgins. Isaiah chapter number 11, another thing that they do is they'll go to the graveyards and they'll put what's called marigold flowers. You guys ever heard of that? You'll see that a lot. These orange flowers that actually go from the graves all the way up to the houses with candles. And what they believe, they basically say this. They say, well, we're doing that to lead the spirits from the grave to our homes. I mean, it's bad enough that they're evoking the spirits, right? But now they're actually leading. They say, come, we're going to show you where it's at. And they'll lead it, and the streets will be packed with flowers and candles to lead these spirits. Well, look what Isaiah chapter number 11 says. Let me say this also. Again, anytime God comes up with an idea or a concept, Satan is just a copycat. All he does is just take God's concepts and he perverts it. Isaiah 11 verse 10, the Bible says, in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Who's that referring to? The Lord Jesus Christ. And what does the Bible say about the Lord Jesus Christ? I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. What does the Bible say in John chapter 15? I am the what? True vine. And my Father is the husbandman. You know who's the true flower? You know who's the mighty rose of Sharon, as they would say in that song? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that guides us. Not some flowers that will guide us to our home. No, he's the one that leads us. He's the one that shows us the way how to get to heaven. But not only that, after salvation, he's the one that leads us in this world. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Word. Amen. And he's the one that leads us. Not some flowers. Not some traditions that teach us something wrong to do. Go to Psalms chapter 23. And verse number 4, the Bible says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, the shepherd is the one who leads us. Amen. Not some flowers, not some candles, not anything of that matter. It's the Lord, it's the shepherd. One of the things that you also see during the Day of the Dead is this thing called pan de muertos. Okay? Now, I don't even know how that can be appetizing when they tell you this is pan de muertos. Pan de muertos is dead bread, or bread of the dead. Okay? How would you even want to eat something like that today? Yeah, this dead bread right here. You know, it's like, I don't want that. But what they do is they make this thing called pan de muertos, and they make it look like it's bones, okay? Well, Luke 2 and 22, verse 19.
And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
So we see that, again, it's a concept that God came up with, and what does Satan do? He perverts it. And so what they do on the Day of the Dead is they have this bread, and that's what they do. They have atol, and they have bread, and they eat that, and they remember their dead. Go to Jeremiah chapter number 7. Jeremiah chapter number 7, verse 18, the Bible says here, the children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to who? To the Queen of Heaven. And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. So we see again, they're doing something that's ungodly. They're baking cakes, they're kneading dough, but who is it for? For the Queen of Heaven? For some devil? And what does the Bible say about that? They're provoking God to anger. You see, this isn't something, God doesn't look down and say, well, you know, they're kumbayaing. You know, everyone's living in peace. Everyone is in one accord. Everyone's just eating and drinking and being merry. I guess that's okay. No, what does he say? You guys are provoking me to anger. This makes me angry because thou shalt have no other gods before me, the Bible says. And you know what? I hope people listen to this and realize, whoever's practicing this, that this is not for their deceased loved ones. This is not to honor their memory. This is a worship of Satan and his devils.